Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And joining us from Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief of the truthaboutguns.com. And yes, there's pollen in Austin, Texas as well. So, joining us again is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
I went to, I drive from Greenville, South Carolina to Columbia, South Carolina, which is about 100 miles. And that's where my chiropractor is, because he's a radio guy and a gun guy. So I go to the most gun-friendly chiropractor in this, well, probably in the nation. And I go down there, and my black truck is yellow with the pollen.
And it's that time of year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got it here 100 miles, and then I drove 100 miles with it all over. And then I get there about 29 minutes early for my appointment. So I turn around, I go to the car wash, and get all the pollen washed off. And by the time I headed out of Greenville, I already had a sheen of pollen resting on my pickup truck.
Yeah.
I'm just ready to throw up.
Put up with this time of year.
So, you know, right now, for whatever reason, it isn't affecting me. It normally does. So if you cough or sneeze or anything else, you know what? This is America, yeah. Damn it. You can do what you like.
Pardon me in advance.
Yes, yes. So, in Nebraska, which I'm surprised it's waited this long coming out of Nebraska. I don't know that much about Nebraskan politics. But they're getting ready to, they beat a filibuster, didn't they? They beat back a filibuster. Is that right in Nebraska? They beat back?
I think so. I haven't been following it that closely. I just know that they've tried for years to get constitutional carry in Nebraska. And it was always not quite there in terms of the vote. But that seems to have changed. And it's interesting, too, in terms of the spectrum of people that are behind us, because the primary backer of the bill, Senator Tom Brewer, is a member of the Oglala Lakota tribe. When he was supporting the bill, he said that he cited colonial American laws that criminalize arming Native Americans. And what's really thrown this bill over the top here in the last week are two Omaha, Nebraska black representatives, in fact, the only two black members of the Senate, Democrats, who have gone against the party and have come out in support of this because they cite what they say is racist application of the gun control laws in Omaha. Apparently they don't have preemption, I think, in Nebraska. And Omaha's got some strict rules. You can't carry a gun in the car without a carry permit. or something like that. I think you have to have the tree. Anyway, that's what they've been, one of the laws that the police have been using to arrest people. And State Senator Justin Wayne said that these laws are being inappropriately and unequally enforced against blacks in Omaha, and constitutional carry, permitless carry, we'll stop that. The law, as written, would make it legal for anyone to carry, of course, who has a legal right to have a gun. And if you just happen to be carrying a gun in your car, and if you're driving while black, that won't be enough to stop you and arrest you. And that's the kind of thing.
Well, it sounds like that, like if you're in a car, based upon what Mr. Senator Wayne says here, he says young black people in Omaha are often charged with gun possession violations when a gun that's not theirs is found in a car they're riding in. So if there's,
right.
four guys in the car and they find a gun in the car, they arrest all of them or charge them?
Evidently.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Wow.
You know, it's almost as if the roots of gun control in this country are based in racism. Something that we've, of course, been saying for years and years and years, and is, of course, borne out by the facts. So the fewer of these laws that we have, the fewer there are to use against people you don't like, whether it's race, age, color, sexual orientation, whatever. It makes it harder for cops who would do so to abuse them and persecute people. So, yeah, the Constitution says everybody has a right to keep and bear arms, and you shouldn't have to get a government permission slip to do that.
Apparently.
And it looks like between Florida and South Carolina and Nebraska, we're going to have 28 states by the end of the year
with
constitutional carry.
I spoke to a South Carolina senator about that, and he's like, yeah, we're going to have to influence a few people on this, but I think we're going to do it this year. Which then I asked him, is it because Florida's about to do it? Because South Carolina copies Florida.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I mean, in Nebraska or in Omaha, they even have a phrase for this where they get out there and charge everybody in the room called bumping up.
Yeah.
Do these guys get paid by the arrest?
I don't know. Maybe it's like speeding tickets where you tend to get a whole bunch of them at the end of the month.
Right.
To make your quotas. So who knows? In any case, it was interesting to see two Democrats fuck the party and come out for constitutional carry.
Now,
and that's probably going to be what throws it over the top.
But I mean, like Senator Terrell McKinney, he said the reason for early gun control law was out of fear of black people, which is sort of true. But I mean, it was Republicans and the NRA that went to, I mean, the NRA came into being, as far as my historical recollection is, to assist in that after the Civil War. Isn't that right?
To help pass the laws?
No, to help, get Second Amendment rights.
Yes. Correct. These laws were passed by
Democrat-controlled
southern states and cities, because their greatest fear was armed black people who recently been freed.
Oh. And they're Democrats. They know this, they say this, and they're Democrats. That's interesting. Is Terrell McKinney, is his district in Omaha, I wonder.
They're both of the senators who are in Omaha are from Omaha.
And they both, I mean, Justin Wayne looks like a kid. He's a young man.
Yeah, he does look young.
He's a young fellow. But I mean, I'm glad they're doing this. I'm glad that they're pushing it. And it's, I just sort of wonder why they remain Democrats. Because, I mean, Democrats are just, I'm being kind calling most Democrats that claim to be Democrats. They're actually communists in my book, but that's all beside the point. Anyway, this is a very good article. It's at the front of the page right now at thetruthaboutguns.com. Everything that is breaking that you need to know about is happening. And as it happens, Dan, whether he's got hay fever attacking him or not, he is putting it out there on a constant basis. So, TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's where you need to go if you are looking to see what's happening lately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com right now in Florida, which, you know, I Florida has always puzzled me, Dan, because weren't they like the first ones to come out with the concealed carry permit where, I mean, they were the ones that actually started the whole trend?
Largely. It's how they earned the name of Gunshine State. Yeah, exactly. And what puzzled people for so long is why a majority Republican supermajority held state couldn't get constitutional carry passed.
Right.
And that all seems to be finally changing. Over the kicking and screaming of the legislative leaders, I might say. But, of course, they're not going to tell you that.
Right.
They don't like that. So, anyway, yeah, so there's a perilous carry bill that's been moving through the legislature, and everybody expects it to pass, and Governor DeSantis said he would sign it. Now, some of the pro-gun organizations have complained that the bill does not include an open carry provision to make it true constitutional carry. Right in the law in Florida is you can only open carry, I think, if you're going on the way to hunting or fishing. I think it's the rule of some weird quirk like that. Anyway, that wasn't part of the permitless carry bill. It was only for constitutional carry or concealed carry.
Right.
So some of the gun rights orgs had been squawking about that and advocating for it. But they were told by the legislative leaders who didn't even want to pass permitless carry, but are feeling incredible pressure to do so, that, oh gosh, you know, we can't add open carry to the bill unless, Governor DeSantis says he supports it and will sign it, cause we don't want to kill the whole bill. That was just an excuse. DeSantis hadn't said anything on it. So, Luis Valdez, who is the state director for Gun Owners of America and Rights for Truth About Guns as well, heard about a book signing in Jacksonville, where the governor was going to be signing his new book. So Luis drove on up, bought a copy, and stood in line for 2 hours. When he got to the head of the line, he recorded the conversation. He said, "Governor, I have a question. Do you support open carry?" And adding that language to the permanent carry bill. And he said, "Absolutely." He said, "I don't think they'll add it to the bill, but I absolutely support it." And that triggered a story in the Tampa Bay Times. And with that, Mr. Valdez has kind of boxed in the legislative leaders because he took away their excuse for not adding that language to the bill. And I talked to Luis the other night, and the legislature comes back into session on Tuesday. The current bill only needs a vote of the full House to pass the House. In the Senate, the bill needs to pass one committee and then go for a vote of the full House. And I asked him if adding the open carry language would require the bill to have to start over again from the beginning of the legislative process, said no, it does not. So it wouldn't slow anything down at all. We'll just have to see if the leaders in the House and the Senate are willing to do that.
You know, I know that when we were considering, when South Carolina was considering permitless carry a few years back, the thing was going to be that there would be no open carry. And everybody was talking about, oh, this would be so unique to have permitless carry, but only if you can carry concealed, which is what this bill is as it is set up. And,
right.
You know, like for me right now in my life, because I mean, you've seen me. You know how I dress. I'm a radio guy. I just dress like a slob. But dressing like a slob lends itself really well to concealed carry.
Yeah.
So I would basically have to change the way I dress, which I'm not really interested in doing. I do think it should be there. Don't get me wrong about open carry, because that means everything's thrown open, and the right is understood for what it is. I get that part of it. But if push came to shove and they said, well, if you're going to have open carry too, we're just going to kill the bill. What would your advice be at that point? Or what would
I would not do it. I would not do it. I would, because, you know, here in Texas, we have permitless carry.
Right.
And we have open carry for those who have a concealed carry license, not full open carry. And you almost never see a gun. Every once in a while you'll see one.
Right.
But for 95%+ of the people, all they want to do is they want to be able to conceal carry a firearm. They have no interest at all in open carrying. They would never do that. And giving people the ability to carry concealed without a permit, it would be a huge boon to everyone in the state, especially lower income people who can't afford the permitting process, don't have the time to spend, you know, all day in a class and all that. And again, shouldn't have to ask for government permission to exercise the right. So, yeah, if you have to give up something, I would give up the open carry. Absolutely. I would love to have it. It should be there, but, if it's one or the other, and I don't know that that's the case in Florida at all, but if it is, then I'd say stick with, concealed.
Well, I mean, like in Texas, I think, before you and I started talking on the, before I started asking you to come on the show, in Texas there was this big movement where a lot of people were walking around carrying ARs.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Long guns is fine.
Yeah. So, and I mean, they were doing that, and they were still getting in trouble for doing it, even though it was it was legal, but they were still getting in trouble. But they were doing it in large. I can't remember the guy's name. That CJ something or something. I can't remember his name.
Yes. Oh my gosh!
It'll come to you in a minute. But you guys have open carry. You can open carry handguns and everything else. And I can see if you were dressed a certain way and you're going to carry a gun. I get it. I don't dress that way. Most of the people that I know, their tactical instructors wouldn't open carry, which I find interesting. And I think that probably has to do with the fact that, you know, if you are in a place where, I mean, for the reasons I open carry are in case something unfolds in front of me. And I'm just thinking, well, you know, if they see that I'm one of the ones that might be armed, I might be the first one they pop. Because I'm going to have a little reaction time. So that's, you know, this is just my thought process. But this article is at the very top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is what's happening in these states is significant because as we add more and more states to the permitless carry roster, it makes it harder and harder for anybody to actually can think about banning anything, which is not to say that they won't think about banning anything, but that, you know, it just makes it harder and harder. And it also means that they become a location of freedom in my book. In my book. So go check that out. That's at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Two of the four Americans kidnapped in Mexico are back in the U.S., but the other two who were killed are not.
We are in the process of working to repatriate the remains of the two Americans who were killed in this incident.
State Department spokesman Ned Price also said one person has been arrested in connection with that kidnapping. Wall Street dropping after Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a Senate committee that more interest rate hikes are likely. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 500 points points at times today. All three major averages are down by at least 1%. A bill introduced today would give the Commerce Secretary the ability to ban social media app TikTok in the United States. Virginia Senator Mark Warner introduced that bill. He's also expressing concern that TikTok and other apps with ties to China's Communist Party could be used to spread propaganda. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and you've got this article up about the Colorado Democrats, but is it fair to say that every state that has a Democrat-controlled government, whether especially in the legislature, that they all are trying to ignore, that it's like they're throwing something against the wall to go up against the Bruin decision, just to see if it's going to work, because they all keep doing it, and a lot of them keep getting blocked by judges.
Yeah, that's pretty much the case. I mean, all these are, you know, as we call them, Bruin response bills, or post-Bruin hissy fits, really. People legislatively stamping their feet and balling up their little fists in anger over the strengthening of the Second Amendment, courtesy of the Bruin ruling by the Supreme Court. So what a lot of them have done since is they have outright banned quote-unquote assault rifles. They have expanded the number of places that you cannot carry a concealed firearm, the so-called sensitive places rule. And a lot of times they're adding on a number of other features as well. But, yeah, the Colorado is the latest in this group. These are all blue states. Colorado, a lot of people still don't think Colorado is a blue state, but it very much is now. Some locations in Colorado tried to ban assault weapons in the past, but they couldn't. Boulder tried after a shooting there, but Colorado has a preemption law which blocked that. Now, though, that Colorado is a solidly blue state, the legislature has brought up an assault weapons ban. And again, these are reactions to the Bruin decision. We've seen the same thing happen in Illinois, New Jersey, and Maryland, Minnesota, a lot of other states. And they're all being challenged in court. Some have already been blocked by restraining orders, as these cases have been, are being argued. A state judge blocked the Illinois ban for everyone in the state, I think it was just on Friday. So, I'm sure this is going to be the target of challenges as well, just like all the other ones are, and we have to fight it out. But these are clear violations of the Heller ruling, let alone the Bruin ruling, in terms of banning a gun that is in common use.
Yep.
And fewer guns are in more common use than AR-15s and other semi-automatic rifles.
I guess my question is this: in the post-Bruin world, based on that ruling and the Heller ruling and the McDonald ruling, the Giffords Foundation, for example, every state in the union should now be getting an F ranking, right? Based on those rulings.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they seem to have in their minds, and it always seems that the same legislatures or governors, they're also out there saying, we're going to ban gas cars, gas-driven cars. We're going to ban gas stoves. Like they really do believe, I guess they believe they have total and complete control of the lives of the people living within their little fake lives on the map.
Yeah, California's banned internal combustion vehicles after 20, 30 something, I'm not sure what year it is. The bill going through California legislature right now to ban body armor because, you know, nobody should be allowed to defend themselves at all. And body armor, is there any more thoroughly defensive piece of gear than body armor? But they don't like that because every once in a while some idiot who opens fire somewhere will be wear a piece of load-bearing equipment that's actually just a magazine carrier.
Right.
But it's reported to be a body armor, of course, because that's what it looks like to them.
Well, that's
exactly. So that's how that kind of thing happens. So, yes, a lot of these states think that they have full dominion over every aspect of everyone's daily lives, and they're trying to push that envelope as much as they can.
Well, I'm designing my oh no kit, I never include body armor, because body armor only works if you get hit in the body armor.
Yeah.
And in a civilian, like if I was in the military, okay, now we're talking, because I've got, you know, there's a much better chance somebody's going to take a pot shot at me. There's going to be a lot more eyes looking for me. But in the civilian world, there's just not. And I mean, so my oh no kit has a chest rig in it instead, because it's lighter and it's, you know, carrying magazines. And that's what I need. You need magazines.
Right.
And plus the other problem with plate carriers, and I've never heard anybody address this, all plate carriers carry ammunition on them. So if you get shot in the plate, what just happened to your spare ammo? Nobody ever talks about that. I've never heard that. I need to get somebody on here to talk about that. Anyway, I digress. Do these states see what's happening in other states? They don't see what's happening in Illinois?
I think they do. I think they do, but I don't think they care. I think this is as much virtue signaling as anything else. They're saying, you know, we're going to do something for gun safety, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And we're going to pass an assault weapons ban and let them come after us. And one of these laws is going to make it to the Supreme Court,
right?
At some point,
and then they're done there.
Strike all of them down. Yeah.
Then they're done there. There's going to have to be some consequences, though, brought on some of these people that do these unconstitutional things. I've never heard of anything like that happening, but there needs to.
No.
But like it says here, the idea of a ban on certain firearms in Colorado was on the minds of demonstrators. Hundreds of high school students who were mourning a fellow classmate gunned down outside of school marched to the state house to demand action on gun violence. What kind of gun was, you know, I know Colorado should be the most secure state in the United States now, considering what's happened in Colorado. You got Columbine, you got Aurora, you know. No, Aurora was, where was Aurora? Was Aurora?
Where was Aurora?
Was Aurora in Colorado?
South Colorado.
Okay,
yeah.
So they seem to have had more than their fair share of this stuff, and they should have already done a bunch of things, but banning stuff is not going to do. They can't ban their way to safety because, well, they're going up against criminals.
No, they tend not to obey laws. Yeah. I don't know the circumstance behind the shooting that these students were protesting. But it sounds to me, it just sounds from the circumstance, like it's a dispute between two kids. I don't know if it's gang related. Who knows what it was? In a country with 400 million guns, banning assault weapons, quote unquote, isn't going to do anything.
No.
But they're used in less than 1%, or in about 1% of all shooting.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just the things these guys do, thinking that. I mean, I've complained about my state legislature because they don't look at other states when it comes to open carry or permitless carry and this kind of thing. And that's been the case for a very long time. And I knew that they would follow somebody. If enough people did it, that they would say, hey, we're going to have permitless carry in South Carolina. Vote for me. That would be their thing, right? And for a lot of Republicans in South Carolina, that becomes a Achilles heel if they don't support it, right?
Yeah, it becomes an embarrassment if they look around at other red states.
Yeah,
and all those the people who live there have these rights. Why don't we?
Yeah,
and they start to get even more pressure from below, and that's the only reason it happens. That's why it happened in Texas. It has nothing to do with the fact that the legislative leaders here wanted it because they didn't.
Right,
but they got so much pressure at some point they couldn't say no any longer.
Yeah. This very thought-provoking article is at thetruthaboutguns.com. Colorado polls introduce another post-Bruin gun ban bill. Well worth your read. It'll stimulate your mind and make you think about things and make you realize how futile their efforts are because they're all about to get beaten back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
This is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, who is in Austin, Texas, which is always, it's been a city that I've always wanted to visit because of the creativity that goes on there. There's a lot of big businesses have moved there. Apple, Google, Joe Rogan moved there.
Oracle, HP.
Yeah. So, those all moved out of the Pacific Northwest, and I guess it was probably because of, everything that they backed that became law, that it became harder to live there, so they moved out of Silicon Valley or Pacific Northwest, and they moved into Austin. And I would have thought, what was crime like in Austin prior to Black Lives Matter? You were there, right? It was
generally low. Yeah. I mean, we had a homeless population, of course. But it didn't really become a real problem until the city council had the great idea of repealing the public camping ban. So then it became legal to put up tents and lean-tos pretty much anywhere in the city. That was a big problem. And then George Floyd hit, and they cut about 30% of the police budget. And we started to go elsewhere, and crime started to spike, and they had record number of murders, nothing, of course, on the order of Chicago, we're a much smaller city, but record numbers as far as Austin is concerned. And then now what we've got is, again, this insane city council. The recently fired city manager negotiated a 4-year contract with the cop, the police, agreed to it. And the city council said, no, we don't want to do that. We want to only do a 1-year contract. And 77 police officers turned in their retirements, and will be gone by the end of March in a force that's already depleted down by about 30% at least from where they should be. And now we're going into festival season here, which means Austin City Limits and South by Southwest and eventually Formula One and everything else that happens here every year in Austin. There's something going on all the time. And people dial 911 when they have an emergency and they're put on hold. Can't get anybody. And if they do answer, there's nobody available to come and help. So it's not a good situation. And this is what happens when you have a city that's managed by a far-left progressive utopian group of city council members who have no respect for the rule of law and think that police are the problem, not the criminals, and who are, who again, as I said, the number of shootings and murders has spiked here, and cars getting broken into regularly, and it's not a good situation. Now, I'm in downtown all the time. I don't feel unsafe. There are some areas I wouldn't go into, but they're the case in every city. But it's getting worse, and this is a city where it has a whole lot of tourism and a whole lot of people coming here from all over the world all the time, and it's not a good look. And they got national news with a huge portion of the police department deciding to bail.
Right. Now, with the George Floyd incident, when all of that happened, in a lot of these cities where they did pass defund the police measures or something like that, did that sort of become like the flame for the moth that was the protesters that were there just to wreck stuff? Did that seem to attract the malcontents?
I don't know. I'm not sure it's a chicken or egg thing. I think that the protests sprung up after Floyd was killed, and then the defund the police movement that's when it really got going, and those votes were taken after that. But yeah, there was a big move to rethink criminal justice, whatever that means. And in most cases, what that means is to pull money out of police departments and law enforcement and give it to social justice organizations and other cronies of politicians to blow on social justice responses to crime, which that makes absolutely no impression at all on your average criminal.
Right.
Doesn't stop crime, doesn't do anything to keep the average citizen safer.
Well, it probably makes the average criminal giggle, because I mean that's sort of like that's the beckoning that I'm thinking I see from this, when you've got the social justice warriors out there going, we want to not and plus when you get this no bail reform does Austin have a DA that was funded by Soros by chance?
Oh yes.
Yeah,
very much so.
That's
and he's actually prosecuted a number of police officers.
Too. I read about that. Yes, read about that. And what did he prosecute him for?
In one case, it was a police involved shooting where the suspect died. Prosecuting, I believe, for manslaughter or murder. There's a number of cases. Some are police brutality. I'm sure the Austin Police Department has bad apples, like every police
anywhere
department does.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all do. They've all got characters who shouldn't be there and who abuse their authority. That happens all the time. But what you see here is a DA who's all too eager to prosecute cops and throw the book at them, and at the same time turn loose violent offenders and plead down their charges to time served. And they spend almost no time in jail, and they're right back out on the street offending again.
I'm sure that makes it so much more attractive to be a malcontent protester who wants to burn things down and stuff such as that. Got it.
Yeah.
It's got to. It has got to. So, I mean, do you think it's going to turn around there? I mean, have they refunded the police, the law enforcement, or?
No, not yet. They're still fighting about this whole thing. And again, the police union and the city, in the person of the city manager, who was just fired last week, they had reached a four-year contract, which included police oversight. And that's one of the big moves here. They went State Police Oversight Board. Anyway, they agreed to that and got it all, and all it required was a vote of the city council, and the city council said, nope, we only want to do it 1 year, and we want a much more stringent police oversight function.
So they want to be backseat drivers.
Yeah, pretty much. And that obviously, I think the police want to work on a year-to-year contract. I don't know if they'd ever go to the point of striking. I seriously doubt it. But at some point, the governor, you know, who of course works in Austin as well, I'm sure he's going to, he will be working behind the scenes. He of course has Texas Department of Public Safety officers at his disposal, so I don't know if he's going to be, what's going to happen, but at some point the state is not going to suffer the fools who run Austin much longer. The question is how much, to what extent they're going to move in to correct all of that.
Well, I hope it doesn't get so dangerous that you have to uproot, because I know you've been there for a while. I suppose you like it, and
I do.
I think Austin is still a city I want to visit. Plus, my concealed carry permit works there, so I should go do that. Thank you for joining me this morning, this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. As always.
It is. And, hey, thetruthaboutguns.com, this is where you can find all of the latest things that are going on. You can, like we were going to cover a John Stewart comment that's out there just to show you the stupidity of some of the people that are anti-gunners that will pipe up and say just about anything in order to further the leftist agenda and at the same time make sure that you're left defenseless. One of those things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.